time. And yeah, like about an hour ago, 2 hours ago, I wrote some stuff down because after Bishop asked me for, you know, he gives me so many months of time to prepare, like a day, if that. But anyways, even with the short notice, the Lord always comes through. So I pondered on what to speak about, and trusting in God was one thing that come to mind, because every time I get up here, that's what I have to do, because I ain't got no idea what he wants me to say or what the people need to hear. So if anybody, any of y'all preachers out there want to come up here and preach a sermon about trusting God, I'll listen to it. And then when you get done, I'll probably be able to trust God to be able to come up here and say something. So anybody? Nobody? You gonna let me trust him all by myself? All right. I can do this. So anyways, if I guess for a change, I guess I can give a title, and it's has its subject of obey the voice. Obeying the voice of the Lord, hearing the voice of the Lord. And we hear talk about and preaching about hearing God's voice and getting close to God, but there's one thing that we sometimes forget to remember to stress, even though it's the most obvious of points. It being the most obvious of points, I decided to talk about that tonight. And after you hear what he says, you got to do it. So obey the voice. So let's get started. So we've heard sermon after sermon about how do we operate the word? How do we get our needs met? How do we get things from the spirit realm to this earthly realm? How do we get blessings to manifest? How do we get needs supplied financially and health and emotional? All this stuff, I mean, we know the process. We've heard it over and over. And so I'm just going to go into some stuff, and we'll flow right here. I probably won't be long. Hopefully you'll get something from it, and we'll be done. So on the note of blessings manifest in your life, so on and so forth. So we always talk about finance, because finances is really important. The word tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil. We know that. We know it's the love and not the actual money, because money is a tool. And God ain't got no problem with you having it because you do need it. I mean, I got a bunch of shovels, but I understand that that shovel is a tool, not one I particularly like, because it's pretty labor intensive to use it. But when I need it, I mean, I use it. I don't spend my time thinking about, boy, I sure can't wait to get to my shovel. I sure hope I can figure out how to get some more shovels. You know, I really not having fun when I do use it. I avoid using it as much as I can. But when I need it, I got as many of them as I need. And so I realize that it's a tool, and money is the same way. It is a tool that you have to have to accomplish a task. And so that's, God knows that he set it up that way. So that so we want to just make that clear. Of course, we already know that. We make that clear, that there's not a problem with money, but the reason that the kingdom of God, there's so much word going out toward finances and getting yourself together, is because there's a big job to be done, and there's not enough of it in the kingdom of God to get it done, unless we take this word, operate it, and get it here. If I had a crew of 19 guys and we had to dig a big old hole and we only had two shovels, it just ain't enough. So we got to get bigger equipment or more shovels. So same thing here. We got to get the money into the hands of his king, to his hands of the children of God, so that this work can go across. Because I heard one minister say, and it makes total sense, that the Bible tells us how things are going to play out. all the stuff that goes wrong in the world before Jesus comes, and then all the things that go right. It tells us how everything will play out before Jesus comes, that leads up to Jesus coming back and us going to heaven and all this. But he made a valid point is, it can't happen until, and the one thing the Bible says that everybody shall have a chance to hear the word. So Jesus can't come back until the word is put out in everybody's ear. And so we got to get on our job to put the word in everybody's ear. And yeah, that takes money. But anyways, on to my point. We need to have our finances, and not only our finances net, but we got to have ourselves straight. I mean, we got to have our health right. We got to have our emotions right. We got to have our thinking right. And all of these things that we need requires the word. And it requires us to be utilizers of the word, us to know the word, believe in and live the word, and use it to make this stuff happen. So we know that Mark 11, 23 and 24, so on and so forth, tells us about speaking unto the mountain, we'll have what we say. And see, and just as we heard my brother Therese, his last sermon, which was the other Sunday, first Sunday of camp meeting, was the process that it works every time. So you take a need or a request that you have of the Father. You find the word, the scripture that pertains to that request. You spend time in meditating on that scripture and that word. So once you do that, your believer kicks in. Your ability to believe, your faith, it fires up, it kicks in. And once that happens, now you're ready to confess. Because before you're confessing to get your believing to work, because if there's any doubt, you got to get that out. You got to get to where you know the word is going to work. You know what you're saying is going to come to pass. So you do the word, you read the word, you meditate on the word, and you confess the word until your believing happens. So then now that your believer is kicked in and you truly believe the word, now you're confessing to bring it to pass. So now you're telling this circumstance or this need to be met. And now you just made a move in the spirit realm. And now this thing does have no choice but to happen. So we know this is how it works. And I've listened to a series before by Keith Moore talking about how to harvest. And this little message here is a stem off of what he was teaching is about how to harvest. And